Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Pastor Matt Schuler from Journey Lutheran in Oxford, and we're continuing the discussion on churches not only connecting, but partnering with other churches to spur on growth in their communities. Let's begin with that topic. You've been doing this for a while now, starting with your partnership with Dan Mekas at Living Word and his church. How is that going right now?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for having me on. I'd say one of the best things that's happened when Holy Cross and Living Word, two congregations, got together as one new ministry, Journey Lutheran Church and Early Childhood Center in Oxford, Michigan, is that we recognized we were better together, that God had more for us to do as partners in a future ministry together than we could have been able to do individually alone. And so that's really just continued to flow from the beginnings of those conversations, going all the way back to 2019, continuing through kind of official stages and steps. And then here we are today, 5 years later, continuing to strengthen ministry and other congregations around us.
Yeah, so let's go right there. What are those partnerships that you're kind of getting involved in right now?
Yeah, so the newest that we have is the Harvest Partnership that we're working with, a ministry of church planting, basically coming out of the Texas district of the LCMS, working to foster new relationships within kind of Southeast Michigan here, to work with other churches to identify what opportunities we have for relationship, for spiritual connection, and then looking at it kind of intellectually to say, hey, where's God leading us to plant new churches, and what is he leading us to do as partners in ministry and to connect in that way. Journey Lutheran Church also working with Prince of Peace in Ortonville through an adoption process and hopefully getting to that stage as we've deployed a pastor there to work with them in ministry so that we can collaborate more fully together. Just a lot of good stuff going on up here in North Oakland.
That's awesome. So go into detail about that partnership and kind of what it entails and what you're doing.
Yeah. So the Harvest Partnership is an opportunity that I kind of started at the encouragement of Todd Jones from our Michigan district to say, hey, let's talk about church planting in Michigan. Let's talk about what we're doing as ministries together. And so we actually we came together in late May for a dinner at Homegrown here in Oxford. We had pastors and spouses from 10 different ministries, churches, schools. We had Lutheran High Northwest represented, and really an opportunity to say, hey, what are those ways that God is moving among us with stories that we can share with each other that we might not even be aware of? And then how can we move within the midst of that to actually start fostering deeper connections between our churches? And really, we're just kind of in the beginning stages right now. We're starting to find our rhythm of what it means to gather together and meet together. So we're still inviting partners to come to the table. And to sit down and say, hey, I'd love to join the monthly prayer Zoom that meets for 30 minutes every month, or I'd love to really gather in person and join that in-person meeting that happens once a month. And we're rotating from meeting in Rochester, and this month we're going to meet in Ann Arbor and talk to the churches that are doing the work down there with University Lutheran Chapel and Emmaus, an active church plant, and just trying to say, hey, what are those things like that you're doing that's going well, and then how can we kind of collaborate in ways to continue that success as God sees in our midst?
I think when we talk partnerships, a lot of people almost assume that it is, you know, okay, if you're vacant right now, we're going to send a pastor your way or whatever it might be. But partnerships can take a whole lot of different forms and different shapes.
For sure. So one of the things that Journey kind of recognized early on, even before we had the name Journey, when it was just Pastor Dan from Living Word and me from Holy Cross sitting down at the Coney Island, having Coney dogs every week, was that there's an opportunity for multiple different kinds of mergers. Whether it's kind of like a rebirth, replant, whether it's a fostering or adoption type relationship, or an ICU relationship where both churches are critical. And those three are options. But Jim Tomberlin and Warren Bird in their book Better Together said that most church mergers that fail are motivated more by survival concerns than by vision. Successful mergers are vehicles of change, not preservers of the status quo. And so the mergers are going to have the best chance of success when they're united around a clear biblically based mission and share a common theology and faith practice. That was a blessing for us as our two churches came together to identify one new mission to say, hey, this is the direction we believe God is calling us to. This is how we're going to move forward together. And so it was almost like a marriage, God bringing together two churches that really we could have continued, right? We could have kept going on our own. We could have kept going a strategy of focused only on our specific castle. But when we kind of said, hey, what does God have in mind for the kingdom? He delivered more than we could have asked or imagined, not only in terms of ministry viability, but also in terms of reach for our communities, discipleship for our members, and growth for our preschool. So it's been a really a multi-phased approach. And when we have this option, when we have this availability to say we can move forward together in positive ways, I think it gives people a kind of a curiosity to think, hey, could that be something we could do? Not from weakness, not waiting until we're weak, but doing it actively in the midst of some strength.
So obviously there have to be sacrifices on both sides. Talk about that and what it is that you might have to sacrifice to make that partnership work.
Well, so one of the things is in a book I read, it said, once you decide what won't change, be prepared to change everything else. And so I think for us, especially with the strong Bible-based convictions that we have, theology is probably the easiest thing that we have to kind of align on, right? Like, we are founded on Scripture alone, on Christ alone, by faith alone, through grace alone, to the glory of God alone. Like, as Lutherans in our church body, like, this is a natural foundation for us to build on. That's a strength, because so many of the other mergers in the world of the church right now don't have that shared foundation. They're coming from different denominations, or they're trying to figure out how to, you know, cross theological gaps. But we don't have that. We have this strength of theology. And so building on that foundation, we can say, hey, what goes beyond that? What are the things that maybe we can let go that are tied more to a particular place or a particular context than they are to Christ? And so once we've identified that Christ is the king of the church, that we are going to follow him, we can kind of let everything else hold loosely and move forward together. And at the same time, Adam Grant in his book, Think Again, says visions for change are going to be more compelling when they include visions of continuity. And so although our strategy might evolve, our identity will endure. And so this is where the communication for folks from Holy Cross and from Living Word is saying, hey, Journey Lutheran Church and Early Childhood Center is the continuation of ministry. It's the forward progress of both of those ministries. Neither one of those ministries has gone away. They have continued on and continue to bless their communities in this new form. And it's a different name, sure, but it's the same vibrant body of Christ that's reaching out with a life-changing gospel message in Jesus Christ. And so it's been really powerful.
That's awesome. Obviously, not without challenges, and we've talked about a number of them right now. What are some of those real challenges that when you're talking to someone who's thinking about partnering with another church, what do you tell them?
I think one of the hardest parts is almost, I want to call it idolatry, that we're clinging to things other than Christ. And so perhaps, like perhaps a congregation is sitting in a community and they have a very, very lucrative piece of property, and they're holding closely to that piece of property because that was built or that foundation stone was laid decades ago, and they don't want to lose that. But they could bless their community through the sale of that property so that the community could grow vibrantly in terms of economic development or residential development, and they could take that blessing, that bounty that God has provided, and invest it in significant ministry endeavors to reach the community. And that's, you know, I think in our Lutheran church, that's something that's part of the conversation right now, but a huge challenge, because we're people who are tied to a place, and we don't want to give up on, we don't want to sacrifice this structure. And yet, God hasn't tied us to a structure. He's tied us to a body. Similarly, we can be tied to different practices or different things. We can be tied to systems that we have in place of the type of leadership that we want, or the pastor we want leading. We want it to be a young pastor. We want it to be an old pastor. We want it. We want the pastor to have experience. We want the pastor to have fresh ideas. Like, there are all these sorts of things that, if we're holding them more closely than we're holding Christ, they can kind of stand as a barrier between us and Jesus. Same book from Adam Grant. He said, we laugh at people who still use Windows 95, and yet we still cling to our opinions that were formed in 1995. We listen to views that make us feel good instead of ideas that make us think hard. And so part of what we're trying to do at Journey and with the Harvest Partnership is ask questions, and what are those strong, hard questions that are going to get us to think more crystal clear about Christ than perhaps our specific place or function?
We are talking with Pastor Matt Schuller from Journey in Oxford, and you've talked about this before, just the relationship and how you worked out with Living Word and Pastor Dan Mekas, how you work that out. Go ahead and explain what happened there.
So I don't know that I have a closer companion, a closer brother in Christ than Dan Mekas, because even though he's a baby boomer and I'm a millennial, whenever we got together, whenever we talked about theology or kingdom focus or clear scriptural mandates, we were connected on everything. Like, we just had this shared shared purpose, shared joy. I think God has built deeply inside of us a desire to have the kingdom move forward. And we're both curious people by nature. We both ask questions. I think one of the things about Dan that I really appreciate is his deep introspection, his curiosity. Like, he put a blog together for our Michigan district that's on the website right now, where he's asking these deep questions for our ministries, right? He asked, what are we going to do if God is leading us in this direction? And he's inviting people to a season of prayer, right? Maybe we don't have that perfect idea. And that was us. We had no idea when we got together at that Coney Island that God was going to lead us to plant a new ministry, to start a new ministry. We just thought we were talking about ways that we could have our churches work more closely together. And that's what it started with. It started with just youth groups getting together, men's groups getting together, women's groups getting together. And from there, it kind of built into something God desired. And that was the direction ultimately that it went. And it started with something very simple. And then it was just kind of an openness, a posture of willingness to embrace this unknown future that God had for us. And then, you know, Pastor Dan joined the Michigan District staff about a year ago as one of the district facilitators. All four of those men doing awesome, vibrant work within the context of our congregations here in Michigan. I know on the podcast recently, you had both Pastor Dan and Pastor John, and they were asking great questions, right? Like, what would you have us do for your kingdom? What are we missing that we could be doing? Is there someone else that we could be sharing ministry with? How can we be doing this in a way that grows the kingdom? And it's those are the same questions that Dan and I were asking in the very beginning 5 years ago. And it's that curiosity, that willingness to step forward, uncertain, right? Not knowing where we're going, almost like Abraham, but focused on that kingdom that is in heaven, that Christ will bring down, and just saying, hey, Lord, we're going to go because we trust you to lead us.
So what are those next steps for you and for Journey in regards to partnerships? And then we'll even go a little further. What would you love to see happen here in our district in regards to partnerships?
Yeah, the next steps for Journey, we're actually in the process of identifying those now. So we're working through our 5-year plan. We're in the basically the throes of our fifth year, and we're revamping and relaunching that new 5-year plan. And the primary focus for us, I believe, is going to be in partnership with other churches. How can we be working together to plant churches, to create discipleship hubs where the gospel of Jesus is being shared in our communities, both in small groups, in personal discipling relationships, and then also as ministries, as churches, with sacramental, worship and working together around the word and sacrament to receive the gifts that only God can give. And so those are the next steps for us, just identifying partners both in our area and more broadly across Southeast Michigan to say, hey, who wants to come and sit at the table? Who wants to join the harvest table with us to say there's ministry to be done, and the only way that it's going to get done is collaboratively. We can't be in competition. We can't be fighting each other for members. If we do, we're just going to die on the vine. But instead, how can we empower and encourage and disciple each one of our churches and the members of it to reach out into their communities wherever they are vocationally, so that we can be, as Paul says, all things to all people, so they might win some. And then in our district, in the Michigan district, I believe we have such strong leadership, especially when I hear President Davis talking about, man, how good is it when brothers dwell together in unity? How good is it when we're actually working forward together for the sake of Christ and his kingdom? When we're not fighting with one another, when we're not battling with one another, but when we're recognizing, hey, we have a shared purpose and a shared mission. And I would love to see the churches in the Michigan district come together in such a powerful way, not only to preserve what we have, but to share joyfully this Christ-centered, kingdom-focused, compassionate ministry that is, I believe, part of our Great Commission. God has called us to go and make disciples in each one of our communities. And if we recognize our communities, by and large, are not shrinking, our churches are shrinking. Our communities are growing almost universally, even in Michigan, where the growth curve is kind of slowed. Like, we still have an opportunity and we still have the availability to send disciples into the fields. And that's what Jesus has called us to do, right? Luke 10:2, pray to the Lord that he would send workers into his harvest. It's not our harvest. We plant or we water. God gives the growth, and we just collect it. We just reap it.
So when you come to, say, your laity or leaders within your church and talk about partnerships and kind of what you're looking at, what you want to do, how is that all received?
So sometimes super well, right? Like sometimes people jump onto that and they're like, oh my goodness, that is a clear, compelling vision. And we would love to move forward. We'd love to support that initiative with our time, talents, and treasure. And we really want to move forward. And sometimes it's really hard. Because we have history, right? And we have this kind of long, decades long, hundreds of years long history of what it means to be church or to think about church. And so part of the conversation is recognizing there are those who are really excited and want to move forward, and then those who are a little bit more hesitant. How can we both embrace those who are passionate and then comfort those who are maybe a little concerned? And I think one of the ways, especially, that we can comfort people is by showing them the fruit God has given, right? And this is where if I was going to talk with other congregations about what God is doing in our midst, I would have to share about how God has used Journey to bless our community in the wake of tremendous tragedy. In 2021, Journey launched January 1st, and that November, four students were killed in our high school in a school shooting, in the first school shooting in Michigan. And Journey has been able, through a fund called Caring for Oxford, to distribute nearly $175,000 directly for mental health care. And this would have never been possible if we weren't together in ministry, if we weren't collaborating in ministry, if we weren't partnering in ministry. We wouldn't have had the capability, we wouldn't have had the capacity to care for our community if it was just Holy Cross in Oxford. But because we had tremendous leadership like Pastor Dan, because we had tremendous support from the Michigan District, from our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, from other churches who both corporately donated to the fund, and also individuals from those churches donated to the fund, we've been able to support every request that's been made for financial assistance for mental health care after the shooting. And that's a blessing, right? And that was never going to happen if we didn't come together. And this is, I think, the most clear communication that I've received from God, that He is blessing our community through our ministry. He's giving us affirmation for the work that He led us to do. And for others who are considering this, I pray that it's not something as dramatic. I pray that it's something way simpler, that you can do something without any harm or any pain in that regard. But it's going to be something that when you work together in the kingdom of God, He is going to bless it 30, 60, or 100-fold. He's the one that's going to rain down from heaven manna for the people to eat. And He's the one that's going to give life through the word. And I've seen nothing but good things from partnerships like Journey, from furthering the ministry together. And when we can say yes to this, I believe God says yes to us in the blessings that He gives.
So that kind of leads right into my next question, is what advice, what encouragement do you give people thinking about partnering with other churches or partnering within the Michigan District?
Be willing, yeah. Right? Be open. Be prayerful. Ask God to speak to you, especially through His word. Dig into Scripture, right? President Davis, I love his encouragement to all of us to be people of the word, right? Jump into God's word and see. Actually look at what the church was doing. Think about the ways that the church has grown over history. Consider the ways that God is calling you out of your comfort zone. Because right now, many of our churches are probably comfortable. We're probably in this state of like, yeah, this is an okay thing. I'm not pushed too hard. But maybe God is inviting us to a new season of planting and plowing, and we could be willing to be a part of the blessing in that. And perhaps, like, maybe there's somebody listening to the podcast who's like, man, I'm not much of a planter myself, but I could sure buy that new John Deere for the ministry. And I could enable ministry to happen in pretty big and amazing ways. And I think we got to recognize that if we are serious about the kingdom, the church is the only part of society that lives when it dies. It only grows when we give our hearts away. And it's the only part of our society that exists for the benefits of those who are not our members. Michael Green said that in Evangelism in the Early Church, like the church exists not for ourselves, but for those who are not a part of the body yet, right? We are sent. And so let us be sent, and let us be open, and let us be collaborative. Let us ask questions. Have we prayed about the future that God has for us? Have we engaged in conversation with other members of our own church, with the leadership in our own church, with the pastors of our own church? And then have we actually shared in ministry with others? One of the easiest ways that we found to do that is in North Oakland. We do a rotation for Lent and Advent, where we have one service, and then each of our churches goes to that church, and we rotate through. And it's just a shared time together, and it gives us an opportunity to recognize. So be bold, right? Like, have those conversations, have a posture of openness, and just be willing to go where God leads. And I think that's a little bit of advice, at least. And hey, reach out to me. I'd love to have anyone who's listening that wants to have a conversation. I would love to chat with both them and their ministry. Reach out to a district facilitator. I know Pastor Dan, Pastor John, Pastor Randy are all willing, Pastor Mark, all willing to have these conversations about partnerships and working together. There's more we can do together, we can do alone. We're better together. That's my tag.
Well, check the show notes. We'll have information, including pastors, information to connect with him, as well as the district facilitators. They can share much more on this topic. Pastor, we want to thank you so much for your time. It's been awesome. It's been great talking to you and getting so much more information on this topic.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Love sharing it. Looking forward to more conversations.
Awesome. Well, thank you, the listener, also, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.